Good evening. It's 8:40 p.m. on the East Coast, and we are beginning our open session of Pacifica's Audit Committee, the open session. So this is Eileen Rosen, chair of the committee. Here's my call to order. So let's go through the roll call. Give me 1 second. Get my list.
Eileen, this is Grace.
Go ahead.
Carol Travis has sent 3 emails.
I just sent her I sent her her number and PIN.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. We know Adriana is here. Adrian Violette, La Violette, can't make it tonight. We'll skip Carol until we, turn up. Yeah. I am here. Elaine Duncan? Not here yet. Grace is here. I'm answering 4 people. I probably shouldn't do that, right? Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Here, good. James Sagerton? No, James. Julie Hewitt.
I'm here.
Hi, Julie. Ken Laufer.
Here.
Marlena Bond. Maskila wrote to me, said she has a conflict tonight. And Serene Roberts.
Present.
Great. Yeah, everybody, we have a new member. Serene Roberts from WBAI is now on this committee. So, all right. There's my agenda. Okay. So that was the roll call. Selection of timekeepers. Can I get volunteers to keep an eye on the points in the agenda, the timing? I'm not going to keep the time, so somebody else has to do it.
It's Julie. I'll volunteer.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate it. Hang on. I'm getting another message from Carol. Carol can't get on. Let's see. Does anybody know, is Otis the only person who can assign numbers and pins? Fred, are you still there listening? I don't really expect Fred to be listening too often. I don't know what to do. Let's see.
This is Serene.
Can somebody call Otis? I'm sorry, what?
I don't really expect Fred. This is Serene.
I'm here.
Oh, Fred, hi. Yeah, one of my people says she can't get on, that it doesn't recognize her PIN. What do we do?
Let me call Otis and see if he can intervene.
Okay. Tell him it's Carol Travis.
Okay.
And I don't know. The last list he sent me did not have her name on it, which was a little weird. So maybe by mistake she got taken off. I don't know. Let me know. Okay? Thanks.
This is
Who's there?
This is Serene.
Hi, Serene.
Is it possible that someone can just 3-way her so we don't have to delay?
I don't know. Can somebody do that? If you can figure out how to do it, that would be great.
I mean, I'm traveling. I can't ask. Look for her number right now, but does someone on the call have it?
Have what?
Her
actual phone number?
Don't give it out on the stream. But if someone
maybe you can
email her number to the group and someone can volunteer to 3-way her.
Okay. I'll do that. Wait, is that the right thing? No, that was Celine. What am I doing? There we go. Okay, I just sent that out, so. All right, well, I've told her. We'll see what happens. Have you guys gotten the message? Well, I guess we should proceed anyway. Oh, wait. What's a draft here? Well, that's annoying. I wonder what happened. Okay, back to the agenda. We've got a timekeeper.
This is Grace. I'll try to three-way her if I can.
Great, okay. All right. Let's wait for Grace to come back and see if she can get Carol back with us. Because I really wanted Carol to present some information to
us. Hello, I think Carol's on with me. You there, Carol?
Okay, great. Carol?
Yes.
Okay, good. Meanwhile, we'll see if we can get you your own call-in information. Fred can get that out.
Okay.
I wonder what happened. Anyway, okay, we did the roll call, and we have gotten a timekeeper that is Julie. So, I'm sorry, too many screens. I need to get back to the agenda. All right, can we approve the agenda?
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana, go ahead.
Madam Chair, can you read the agenda? I'm not able to see the agenda. I think that for the listeners.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I did send it a little late. Okay, so point two is the approval of the agenda. Point three is the approval of last meeting's minutes. Adrienne Laviolette, who can't be with us tonight, did send me her minutes. I think I did some work to update them a little, but didn't quite finish. I don't remember, but I sent you guys a version of them. Okay.
Madam Chair,
yes?
Adriana, if we don't have the author and you seem to see...
I'm sorry?
If you don't have really the person that did the meeting, can we postpone to the next meeting to approval of those minutes?
The minutes, that's fine. We can postpone it. That works for me.
Then we can
read
it, all of us can read it. Thank you.
That's fine. That's great, because then I can send... Actually, I think I didn't even attach that document now, but I look at it. So, yes, we'll do that next time.
This is Serene.
Okay. Yes, Serene?
I'd like to move approval of the agenda.
I'm reading it at the request of another member of this committee.
Right, but we seem to be discussing it. So we should...
Let's finish going through it, and then we can approve it. Okay, thank you. Point four, we need to elect the committee secretary. Point five, I have as review of current audit committee issues... with a couple of sub-points. We could talk about the firms that were sent the RFP. There's a proposal from SAM to stay on a little longer, and there's a proposal from our IED for financial oversight CFO replacements. So altogether, I've got 45 minutes for those issues. We'll see if we need that. Then we just move to point six, other business, if any. Point seven, review of action items. Point 8 will determine if a closed meeting session is needed. Point 9, set the next meeting. And point 10, we will adjourn. Can we approve those that agenda?
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
I move that we cannot talk in open session about personal issues.
Right.
We cannot talk about the personnel. We cannot talk about the proposals that have to do with personnel, and that needs to go to executive session.
All right, then. We can move those items to closed session, and that'll make this meeting pretty short. All right. Let me just do that. Okay. Move to closed session. Easy enough. Okay.
Do we have an specific adjournment? Should be right there in adjournment time to executive session?
Hang on a second. Let's see. So this would take then 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Well, then this meeting should take 45 minutes or so. Let's try to end it by 9:30, which is really only 38 minutes. If we can move through, then we can start the closed agenda at 9:30.
You're talking about Eastern time, 9:30 Eastern time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Can we approve this agenda with that change? Any objections?
I'm sorry. That's okay. That's 5A or 5.
Sorry?
The item we're removing 5A.
No, we're leaving firms that were sent RFP. Oh, wait, does that have to go to closed session as well? We won't be commenting. Perhaps we should move that to closed session since they're named.
Yes.
I guess we should. Yeah? No? What?
They're just firms. They're not employees. I mean, I don't...
True. Okay, so we'll leave that here in the open session. And then we've moved the points 2 and 3 under 5 to the closed session. Okay? Clear?
Okay.
All right, good. All right.
And the other business will be under open, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Okay. All right, so we can actually scratch point 8, which was to determine if closed meeting session is needed, because we've already done that. All right. Let's move on. Okay. Can we approve these minutes now? Great. Any objections? Okay. And we're also moving last meeting's minutes to next meeting. Okay. So here we are at the difficult point of the election of a committee secretary. I've gotten the distinct impression that nobody really wants this job, but somebody's got to take it on. Somebody has to do it. I can't do it.
Madam Chair,
yes, Adriana.
I will try to do it when we start with executive session, because I didn't arrive from yet. And if nobody else wants to do it, I will try to do the minutes.
Are you saying just for the executive session?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
You said that we need a secretary. I said I don't have any problem. If nobody else can do it, I will do it. But in today's case, I mean, I didn't arrive home yet. It means that we take me a few minutes. I mean, you know, I will need help with the first part of the meeting.
Okay,
because it will be the recording. It will be a recording, right?
Okay, sure. Right. And I usually take notes as we go along, so I can help you with that. But does that mean Does that mean you are a candidate for secretary of this committee? Because I don't want to just keep
doing
this
every
meeting. I want to, that we need to elect a permanent secretary to this committee.
Yes.
So is that what you're signing up for, Adriana?
Yes.
Okay, great. Do we have any, I second that nomination. I mean, I nominate Adriana. Does anyone else, will anyone else offer themselves up as a candidate? Silence is deafening. Well?
By acclamation.
All right. Any objections to naming Adriana Kasanov as the Audit Committee Secretary? None heard. Congratulations, Adriana.
Okay.
Okay, let me note this. It is committee secretary. Great. Thank you, Adriana. I really appreciate finally you're doing this. Somebody taking it on. All right. Can we move to point five, review of current audit committee issues? The one issue remaining on this agenda under there was the list of the firms that were sent the RFP. I sent you guys a link to a Google Doc where I posted the firms that we've sent them to. Excuse me a minute. Let me get there. I only sent them out to, I guess, 8 firms so far, because those were the ones that pretty much looked like the best bets to me. 7 of them are located in California, or in Northern California. A couple of them were recommended to us by Doug LaGaglia. Another one was recommended to me by an old friend of mine. That's Brigante and Company. And the others either had responded to us last year either sending a proposal or by at least answering us. So that's what I've started with. The final one on the list was a firm that I worked with for a number of years here in D.C., and I had gotten in touch with the auditor there to ask her if she had any colleagues on the West Coast or in Northern California that she could recommend to me, and she didn't happen to have any, but that her firm would be happy to send us a proposal. And that was even after I explained to her some of the more interesting idiosyncrasies, shall we say, of Pacifica, and she was still interested. So at first I thought, well, okay, they can submit, but they're on the East Coast. But before this call actually started, before the meeting started, Grace Aaron was saying, and talking to our streaming tech, Fred, they were talking about how for many years a firm on the East Coast, Ross Wisdom, had performed Pacifica's audits. In other words, not discounting the possibility of using firms that are not located in Northern California. So I wanted to know if any of you have additional opinions on that.
Julie to the stack.
Julie, please go ahead.
So I don't have an inherent objection to a firm that's not in Northern California. I do wonder the extent to which having a non-local auditor may add to the cost that a firm would bid, and so it might be interesting if we ask auditors, you know, if there are any cost implications because they're not local.
That's, I think, a great idea. Somebody even suggested that we talk to Ross Wisdom and ask them how it worked in the past, because I gather it was a few years ago, more than a few maybe, and I'm not sure if how many years they did the audit, but I don't know. It was, I heard eight, I heard something else. I'm not sure. Maybe Grace knows. But I think that's a good idea. Maybe if all of it can be done sort of electronically, or, you know, I don't know. We can ask.
Adriana?
Adriana, please go.
Yes, I believe that the cost, obviously, when they present a proposal, we will see if it's any big difference, because every firm know or should know that we have five stations, and
right.
I believe in their proposal that should be considered, obviously, then we can see that.
Good. Okay.
And in my view, it's a little, it's welcoming, because we need firms that are not permanently involved with the same stations in the same, you know, this side of Pacifica. I believe that we should, it's something that, you know, this is my first year in the audit committee, and I want to know how many times we have some, what we call, you know, physically, which stations they really visit, and if they do that or not.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes in the business we call, and I think that some of our stations need a forensic audit.
I'm sorry, can you say that again, Adriana?
Yes.
I believe
that some of our stations need what is being called forensic audit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. And I, and you know, because I think that at this time is, I don't know if any company can do that. I know some companies that can do it, but I think that at some point it's needed. And I think that the proposal, we will know if it's any difference because where they are located.
No.
This is Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
Well, we looked into forensic audits years ago. They are extremely expensive and time-consuming. I think it would be impossible to afford it at this time. We're talking in the probably $50,000 to $100,000 range. It means, even if you limit the scope of a forensic audit, it means going over, let's say, all expenses for a certain time period, including every single receipt, every single expense notation. It's extremely, extremely time-consuming. And
so, you mean instead of them requesting a sample of,
exactly,
you know, from the accounting, they do everything. Interesting.
A forensic audit, it means going over every single entry into whatever the scope is of the forensic audit.
Yeah, and I think for the fiscal year 2017 audit, we definitely wouldn't have time for that, because we need to hustle that one along if we can. We might think about it for the future. Who knows? But,
yeah,
you know,
I
will read up on that.
You can hire a firm to do that, of course, but it's extremely expensive.
I understand. So, okay, thank you for that information. And we'll look at all that. Okay. So if we are going to invite firms from not from California, that really opens things up. How do we go about, you know, choosing them or finding ones that could be anywhere, I suppose, right? The ones I did not write to that were on last year's list, and by the way, there's no notation as to whether we heard from them or not. There was one in Texas, two in New York, one in San Jose, and two in Los Angeles. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Oh, no, there were then there were some more in California, in Northern California, that I did not send the audit to because nothing was noted here as to whether or not we'd heard back from them at all. I can still send it out to them if you all think I should.
Adriana,
go ahead, please.
I believe that it will be interesting that you send the information to them because, in my view, this is the committee that should make that decision instead of recommendations coming to the CFO
from anywhere else.
Or the ID that is just, is exactly what you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
I
think I mentioned to you guys that, at one point I just went to Google and I Googled nonprofit audit firms Bay Area or something, and a long list came up, but I don't know anything about them, so I don't know if that makes sense to do that. And if we want to go out of the Bay Area to look for firms, what I say, USA, and I'm just not sure where to start and where to stop, I guess. Or I could just go back to the ones. Yeah? Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so, we're located all over the country. We have two East Coast, two West Coast, one in Central Time. And auditors, I think that this should be as broad as possible. Send it to anyone we can find. See what comes back in terms of services and prices. There are all sorts of ways for people to communicate when they're working together. They don't necessarily have to be in the same room. So I see no reason to have a preference for the Bay Area. Any information that an auditor needs, if they need to visit a particular station, wherever that station is located, they'll have to do that. But any information that they need can be relayed through scans or faxes or mail. I don't think we should limit ourselves to a particular geographic area.
Okay. Is there anybody who has a different opinion on that? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Hello? Okay, so what do you think? I'm sorry, who was that?
This is Grace.
Hi, Grace. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we should broaden the search to there's one firm who's done audits for us in the past that was not located in Berkeley. And
you mean Ross Wisdom?
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana?
I'm sorry, I have a question. Should we be mentioning names when we
I think it's okay because we're not saying yay or nay or they're good or they're bad
okay.
anything.
Okay.
I think it's. This is Grace. Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Please continue,
Grace. Yeah, I wasn't
going
to mention the name, but it's public knowledge that Ross Wisdom and Ross Wisdom and Company did. Do Pacifica audits in the past, and they are not located in Berkeley and didn't seem to have any trouble accomplishing the audits. But I think that we, therefore, I think we should reach out beyond California.
Right. Well, in that case, I've got the one, and then we've got, we can add Wisdom back and the other ones that were on our list from last year, I guess, that were located outside of Northern California. But then I wonder, why stop there? I mean, what are some of the others? Or how would we identify other best possibilities for us? Does anyone have any ideas for that?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I believe that, like I said, I wasn't in this committee last year, but I believe that some of our members in KPSD that mentioned some firms that normally work with nonprofits, and they were told, I don't want to repeat, but they were told that because they were not in California, that wasn't, they shouldn't be part of this. But I think that I can ask, see if some nonprofit, firms that do around here in,
sure,
in Houston, maybe.
That would be,
great. Be a good idea.
Yeah, and I can ask some others here in D.C. as well, some nonprofit friends. So, yeah, why don't we all say that each of us, if we have friends or colleagues who work in other nonprofits in our areas, just ask them who they use and if they would recommend them. And if so, you know, send the names or contact information, name of the firm, whatever, and we can send them an RFP.
Serene?
Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so everybody's 990 are public. So
yes,
whether it means we go to GuideStar and just start looking at other people's, maybe we just look at other people in media, you know, or other people in our
area. That's interesting.
Okay. You know, snatch some names.
Are you volunteering?
I will look for some. I invite others.
That would be great. Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't know who else in, like, nonprofit media. I mean, if I could get, I'm totally newbie in terms of broadcasting and media. This is not something I don't know the substantive part of what Pacifica does. I just listen to to WPFW, and there I am. So if somebody wants to maybe make up a list of other public nonprofit media that you know of, and maybe we could share, it out, and you know, people can look it up, look them up, or send me the names or whatever. I don't know. Go ahead. Who's on the stack there? Who's speaking?
Serene, if no one else.
Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so every Pacifica station has an NPR station in its area, at least one.
Okay.
New York, we could look, obviously, at WNYC, WBGO. You guys in D.C. can look at WAMU at least.
Mm-hmm.
KCR is out in L.A., who KALW, I think, is up in Northern California, you know. But just look at the other not-for-profit radio stations in your area at the beginning. But, you know,
yeah,
some of those.
Okay, good idea. Great. Okay, so Serene, would you do that for the New York area then? And I don't know, who else can volunteer to look up a few of those in their areas?
I can check the Houston area, the nonprofit in the Houston area.
Uh-huh, the Houston
and the media nonprofits.
This
right,
is great. I'll check for Los Angeles.
Okay.
This is Carol. I know we have a lot for Northern California, but I'll check somebody who I know does nonprofit financial work and see what he knows. Thanks.
Okay, great. And I guess I can do the D.C. area beyond, you know, the ones I know. That was a great idea, Serene. Thank you for that.
Can I really help?
Yeah, go ahead.
That we commit to getting you whatever we find by Friday morning, so you'll have something to do on the weekend.
Oh gosh, I had nothing to do on the weekend. No, even sooner, actually. Yeah, whenever you can, because we did put a deadline of May 15th on Regalia's advice. He said it would, you know, we should give people 2 weeks to respond. So we might have to push that May 15th date back for anybody new. But, you know, we can do that.
Ken.
But that would be great. Sorry, is that Ken? Go ahead,
yeah.
Ken.
Oh, yeah. So as far as deadlines go, I mean, do we have any deadlines that are, you know?
We have a lot of deadlines.
Yeah. Because we still could use extra money, sure.
Sorry?
PPP, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you're saying.
In other words, if we can get these orders in at a certain time, we're going to be able to get extra money, right?
So. Oh, yeah, but not that quickly, not immediately.
Oh. All right.
I'm not sure. I guess you're referring to the CPB. I'm not sure of what their cycle is, what their timeline, yearly timeline is, and how recent an audit they would need. Could we apply when we only finished our 2016 audit, or would we have to wait till our 2017 audit was done, or even 2018? I don't know. So
Adriana?
I'm not sure about that. Yeah, go ahead, Adriana.
Well, I think that we have more reasons to for the audit. I think that the CPB, the reason why we don't have CPB is not only because of the audit. We know that there are a bunch of issues that are not being solved in the foundation that have to do with CPB, even if we have the audit. The importance of the audit, because we have all these financial, arrangements and for not only that we need it for them, is because the financial information, we have a board and we have committees that need to make decisions, and it's absolutely necessary. I mean, it's a must to have the right information, because if not, you cannot make the right decisions if you don't have the right information. I mean, but it's not CPB. I don't believe that CPB is. We have other issues why we don't have CPB.
Sure. I understand. It's not like we're going to finish the audit and automatically CPB money flows into our coffers, but, it would help.
No. But what I'm saying is other issues. Even if we have it before, I mean, that's not the main reason why we don't have it. Okay.
We can discuss that as well. All right. So that is that point. Let me understand that people are going to look up other firms that work with media organizations, nonprofit media organizations in their areas, and will send me the firm names. And if you want to be really helpful, you could put the website and contact information up on that Google Doc that I shared with everybody. If you look in your email, in case you didn't get to see it in time, because, like I said, I apologize again for sending things out a bit late, but there's a link to a Google Doc that lists the firms. So you can feel free to add the firms right there, and then I will have them there, making it easier. Okay? So we can move on now. Let's see. Okay, so we are done with that. Do we have other business for the open session? All right, I guess we don't. I have one point. Is that Serene? Go ahead, Serene. You go first.
We have to set the next meeting. That's on the agenda.
Yeah, we're not to that point yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were wrapping up. Okay.
Nope, we're on other business. My other business is that I did ask Doug Regalia if he was if he could give us a little more clarity on why Regalia and Associates decided to not continue with Pacifica. And he said their firm decided to really focus on Northern California organizations, and that working with us, you know, being far flung and all, was a bit taxing for them. And they thought that other firms with more resources would be able to handle Pacifica better than they could. So that's what he said. At least that's what he said in an email. So that was helpful. And I guess I do have one more item. I'm really sorry. I should have had this ready in my head. I've got a list of open items that the auditors are still waiting for, and I'm trying to get Sam to tell me where we are on each of them. He's only been very general, saying that we're working on it, basically. So I don't have a lot of information for you there. And that's it. Okay. Any other business? None heard. Let's move to review of action items. As far as I know, the action items consist of what we already discussed, looking at adding some other firms to our list to send the RFP to. Anything else? Did I miss anything?
Madam Chair,
Adriana, go ahead.
Can we make a specific emotion specifically requesting the open items, specific open items that from the CFO or from Regalia? I don't know from whom, but
you mean you would like to see what you would like to see what they are? I'd be happy to share the list with everybody. I could just send the list.
Yes, but I mean, I what I'm saying is,
I'm sorry.
A more specific list of what the open items are, because sometimes I see what I saw was a general list, no the detail.
I'm not sure if you would have seen this list. It goes down. It starts with the 18-month cash flow projection, pension plan audits, analytical review.
No.
You have not seen that one, right?
No, but that is not what I'm referring to.
Okay.
What I'm referring to is the... is the issues that are in the different stations.
Oh, you are referring to the management letter type of
the management
evaluation.
Letter that need to be in executive session, but open items that, you know, if they are still waiting for open items from the stations, which ones are not. I know that every year
there
they have a big list.
I believe there was on the list of items, let's see, there, one of the items was, management questionnaire for each station, and the auditors noted that they'd received all of them except from the national office.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect that's what you're referring to.
Yes.
But I can ask, you know, just to make sure that that is correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you want to see the other sort of long list? I'm happy to share it.
Yes, if you can forward to the committee, that would be
okay.
Important.
I'll do that tomorrow. It's a little messy because, you know, first they sent a version, then they updated it, then I tried to add, like, who should provide that item? And my notes and questions, and then there's a column for Regalia's comments, and then I sent another version to Sam asking him for his comments. So, you know, it's a little funky, but you'll figure it out. Okay, let me write this down. Your send list of outstanding items. And also ask the guide about management letter items. Okay, I can do that. All right. We've got it. I don't think it needs to be a motion. I think I can just inquire. All right. All right. Where's my... Let me get back to my... All right. So the next meeting. Do we want to set that for 2 weeks from tonight, as we've been doing? That would make it the 14th of May. Are there any problems with that date?
I have a question, Doreen.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry,
Jane.
I have not caught up with the minutes that you sent me this afternoon. But
sorry about that too.
No, that's no problem. But I'm just saying everyone else may know, but I don't. What is the deadline for submitting the 2017 audit?
Oh, the actual deadline is August 15th. And I think we have a general opinion that it's going to be extremely difficult for us to meet that deadline. But I asked Regalia, how does it work? What happens? You know, and he said, essentially, your new audit firm will have to work on helping you to get a further extension. Because the August 15th date is already a 6-month extension from the first due date, which was, I guess, February 15th. It's like 4.5 months after the end of your fiscal year is when your audit and 990 are due, but there's a 6-month extension that's automatically granted if you ask for it. And so that's the August 15th date. But, you know, I think we've all got a lot of work to do to get our 2017 data together and, you know, have a new auditor figure it out. And also, you know, the pension plan stuff. Sam made it sound like it would be very hard to get it done. It's very difficult and time consuming, or it's not totally clear to me. I did get contact information for, I guess it's Rena, whatever their name is, Rena Accountancy or something, the firm that is auditing our two retirement plans. And I'm thinking about getting in touch with them just to see what's going on, how it looks to them, and, you know, if they can give us some kind of update or perspective. I think we've talked about this before, but Serene probably wouldn't have heard this, that if we can't get the pension audits done in time for the fiscal year 2016 audit, the auditors can use estimates for our liabilities there and then, you know, get them fine-tuned for the fiscal year 2017 audit. That's just FYI. So
it would be great if you could contact Rena for an update.
Yeah, I'll do that. I don't know why I didn't really think about that before, but I think it would be good. Okay, I'll do that too. Let me add that to the action items. Okay. So, again, can we set the date for the next meeting as May 14th, as we've been doing every other Monday, pretty much? Any objections?
So moved.
Sorry?
So moved.
So moved. Okay, good. I will put that on the schedule. And I'll do the same as I always do, which is to put 1 hour for the open session and another hour for the closed session. You know, we'll see how much time we actually need for each of those. Okay. That is all I've got for the open session, and I would like to move that we adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. Okay, thank you. We are adjourning at 9:30.
I'm sorry, to closed session? So we're just going to call
yes,
that
we'll
in?
Yes, we'll move on to closed session. We'll just wait for Fred to cut the stream.